Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Praise God. I thank God for each and every one on this morning. For those of you with us live on Zoom and also live on Facebook. Thank God. Who is the head of my life on today? Thank God for my wife, April, and our son, Isaiah. I thank God for the members of True Holiness, all of our leaders, the heads of our departments. And I thank God for all of you who are joining with us and who've been supportive of this ministry and just tuning in. I thank God and I ask a special blessing upon you all on today. My goal is to just deliver the word of God as he has spoken to me this morning. I ask that you now please take out your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes on this morning. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 through 14. Verses 13 through 14. And the word of the Lord reads, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." That's Ecclesiastes 12, 13 through 14. Let us also take a look at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Verse 12. "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul." Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, our Father, we come to you this morning. I come to you this morning, God, asking that your presence be here, that you minister to the needs of your people on today. Let them hear your voice as you speak through me to give them your word which is truth, your word that cleanses from all unrighteousness. Now, God, I ask that you stand up in me and let me sit down and speak only what I hear from the Spirit on this morning. God, let your word heal, let your word deliver, let your word set free on this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Foundation of the word of God today will be coming from Ecclesiastes 12, 13 through 14. And if I could use for a subject today, it would be the call of duty. The call of duty. And when I heard that song, when I knew what it's talking about, the call of duty, what is our duty? It is really to say yes to the Lord, our duty. And Ecclesiastes speaks to it. But what I want us to really understand today is what truly matters in life. And what is it that truly matters in life? What is the best thing in life? What does God's word say? What does God say we should do? What should be the focus of our lives? What should be the focus of our lives according to the word of God and not according to this world? It's also to help us understand the true meaning of fear. You see, when we look at life in general, we look at things that are going on, I want you to think about this. Life itself is simple. It's very simple, but it is not easy. And I say that life is simple, but it's not easy. It's not easy in the fact that we have a lot of things that we have to deal with over time. We have a lot of things in life that we go through, the day-to-day challenges, tribulations, our ups and our downs, disappointments. We even go through pain, suffering, and loss. We go through some things. But the good thing in all of this for the believer, for one who has placed their trust in God, is that we do not have to go through the hardships of life alone. When we understand what our call to duty is, we don't have to go through things alone, because the word of God tells us, and we understand, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but our God delivers us out of them all. The word of God even instructs us that he will never leave us nor forsake us, so that when we go through life, even though it is simple, it is not easy, we don't have any reason to fear. See, I want us to understand that sometimes we make life more complex than what it really should be. And we do this because we tend to focus on the wrong things. We chase after the wrong priorities. We allow ourselves to be extremely busy. But the question then becomes, in our busyness, are we productive? I want us to think about that. Are we productive? I mean, we're always trying to, and have you noticed that person always trying to one-up you? No matter what you do, they got to be one level above you, one level ahead of you. And what happens in life when we fail to recognize the true call of duty, what happens is we're focused with the wrong people. We're in the wrong relationships. We're chasing money. We're chasing men. We're chasing women. We're always trying to acquire more stuff. Stuff that is temporary. We're trying to chase success as the world knows success, as they define it. And we fail to realize that the world's definition of success is a moving target. But when we understand the true call of duty, we will be able to grasp all of the goodness and the richness of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because the world's target is always moving. What's good today may not be good tomorrow. But when we understand that call of duty, we understand who our God is. Who is our God? What are the characteristics of our God that make us really want to respond to the call of duty outlined in Ecclesiastes? Well, if we go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, what causes us to chase after a moving target is when we fail to realize that Jesus Christ himself, Hebrews 13 and 8, the word says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. When we lose sight of that, we begin to follow the ways of the world. And when we follow the ways of the world rather than the ways of God, we neglect the true call of duty. We neglect the true call of duty. And why do I say that? I want us to understand that we must not be like the world. Their call to duty is a call to things. But our call to duty is to love God. Listen at this from 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And here's what I like about verse 17. And the world, those things of the world, passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God, call of duty, he that doeth the will of God, what? Abideth forever. Abideth forever. So you say, Pastor, where are you going with this? I want to say one more thing. You see, we fail to recognize the true call of duty is because we get too busy for God. We get too busy for God. We follow the world's standards so much till we don't have time for God. We don't. You just think about your life. We don't have time for God, but we'll have time when the world calls to go to meetings. We'll have time for when the world calls for us to chase after other things, and they market things on television that we think we need. We'll take that extra job and work longer hours and multiple jobs to get those things. And we don't have work-life balance at all. We fail to recognize the call of duty. See, we're too busy to have time for God because we have time for this plan, that plan, this project, that project, this event, that event. Our calendar is full of things, and not all of the things are bad. Not all the things are bad. But is God on our schedule? Is God on our calendar? Is God our focus and our true call of duty? You see, we don't have any time for God until we need God. Oh, come on, somebody, some of y'all saints, pray with me now. See, we don't have time for God until what? We need God. I'm not talking about anybody that's listening in today, but do you know that person? Oh my goodness, that while everything is going well, you don't ever see. But oh goodness, when things go wrong, they run to the church house. Amen. They want help. Amen. They want prayer. They want counseling. They want to hear what the Lord says. Can I get a word from the Lord? But before then, your Amen. Call to duty was that of the world, and you didn't have time for God. But oh, when things are not going your way, you want to have a word from the Lord. But when things are going well, you don't want to hear a word from the Lord. But check it out. Even when they get a word from the Lord, we get the help, we get the prayer, we get our counseling, we get back on our feet. Guess what? We don't see him anymore.
Speak, Pastor, speak.
We don't see them anymore. Pastor, why are you doing? Because I want us to understand, when we go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the duty of man. That's our duty, to fear God and to keep his commandments. If we do that, everything else will work itself out. See, here in this book of Ecclesiastes, the writer here is talking about life and everything that's going on in life, and vanity and all that has happened, and chasing after the things of the world. And finally, when it gets to the end in chapter 12, he finally realizes that I am nothing without God. That's why he opens up chapter 12 with these words. Remember now thy creator, where in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure. He say, wait a minute. You got to understand this thing. My call to duty is to fear God and keep his commandments early on in life. I don't need to wait till I can hardly see it, when my teeth are falling out, when I don't have strength. My call to duty is to serve God now.
Amen, amen.
That is my call to duty. It says, fear God. When we talk about fear, we're not talking about being afraid. No, I want you to understand the definition of fear here. There's two. Fear can be danger. Danger, being afraid. And we understand that when we look at Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? We don't need to be afraid. But when we hear it say,
that the our call to duty ought to be fear God, it means that we must reverence God. That is what we must do. We must reverence God, stand in awe of who he is. Why? Because in Psalm 111 and 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That is our call to duty, to fear God and keep his commandments. When we do that and understand that, oh, life is very simple. Two things in life. What could be, how many of us have a to-do list with more than two things on them? How many of us have a to-do list with about 15 things on them, and at the end of the day, we still not complete? But our call to duty only has two things on the list: fear God and keep his commandments. How difficult is that? We make life more complex than it needs to be.
Amen.
God has
Amen.
Not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. So we should not fear things, but we should stand in awe of God, knowing who he is, that he is sovereign, and we need to submit to his will and acknowledge him and recognize him for who he is, the all-powerful, the all-knowing, the ever-present God. That's what we must do. We must reverence God. That is our call to duty. How do I reverence God? I got to acknowledge his lordship. He's got to be the head of my life. I've got to submit my will unto his will. I've got to seek after his will in every decision. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and what he will direct your path. But oh, we don't want to follow the call of duty of God, but we'll follow the call of duty of this world. Obey his commandments. Pray to him. Serve him. See, that's what happens. We don't serve him. My calendars are too full. We got too much going on. I'm too busy, but I ain't too busy to go do something else.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I ain't too busy to go do something else. But oh, when I get into trouble, let me run to the house of God. You make time then. The key to the call of duty is to make time now to serve God. I hear the cry, the call of the late Bishop Shepherd. He said, lay up some timber now. Oh, serve God now, because someday you're going to need it. Store up some stuff, but oh, we'll store up everything else. We'll fill our closets full of all kind of stuff, but with the right stuff. The call of duty is to fear God.
Reach, Pastor.
Fear God. And see, I'm going to tell you this. See, we don't have to fear God when we're obeying him, but you can be in danger of God. Why? Because when you're not doing what's right, you need to be afraid of God if you disobey him. Why? Because over in Matthew 10 and 28, it tells us, oh, we don't need to fear nobody but him that is able, what? To destroy both the body and the soul in hell. So when you disobey God, oh, you need to be fearful of him, because he can destroy everything, your body and your soul in hell. We need to reverence God today. Keep his commandments. That's the second part. Two-part plan. Fear God, reverence him. Keep his commandments. And I know, see, here in the Old Testament, we're dealing with the law. We're dealing with the law. But Jesus himself further addresses that, because I gave you Deuteronomy. I gave you Deuteronomy chapter 10, and it says, love the Lord thy God with all the heart, thy mind, and thy soul. Jesus himself comes back with that. Let's look at Matthew. Oh, hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew chapter 22. I want to read this. Matthew 22, verses 36. They came to him, beginning at verse 36, says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus come back and said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two, look at that again, two again. Life is simple. On these two again hang all the law and the prophets. What does it boil down to? It's all about love.
Amen. Amen.
About love. Keep his commandments. I see, I'm gonna help you to understand this. See, when we focus on the right thing, everything comes into place. Everything comes into place in our relationship, in our lives. How do I keep his commandments? First, I must be born again. I must be born again. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 20, understanding that I must be born again. What does that mean? born from above, born by the Spirit, and the Spirit of the living God dwells on the inside of you. So now, how do we keep our commandments? We keep the commandments because we are saved and the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of us. I'm going to make it plain. See, when the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you, you should bear fruit. And so now that we found out that the greatest commandments deal with love. And so my call to duty is to fear God and basically what? To love my brother, to love everybody. So how do I love? I'm born again. The Spirit of God dwells on the inside of me and I have the fruit of the Spirit. Y'all say, make it plain. Go with me to Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is what? The first one says love. Call to duty. Fear God and the love. Everything else will fall in place. Fear God, reverence him, and love. If you fear God and reverence him, your relationships will come into balance. Your work will come into balance. I share this illustration when I deal with premarital counseling. I want you to think of a triangle. If you can just draw one, just think of a triangle. And at the top, at the apex, put God. And then on the left side, at the bottom, put man and put woman, or put husband and put wife. When we talk about the call of duty, fearing God and loving God first. You see, as we have the pyramid or the triangle, and the closer the man gets to God and the closer the woman gets to God, the closer they get to each other. And as they keep going up and they keep going up and keep going up, all three of meet at the pinnacle where everybody is up there loving God. And if you're loving God, Lord, you're loving your husband, Lord, and you're loving your wife, and everything meets right there at the apex. So the call of duty is to fear God and love. And the closer you get to God, the further away you get from the world. The closer you get to God, the closer you'll get to in your relationships. Oh, we're chasing after things like the world. But if we focus on God, a call to duty. It's all about love. It's all about love. And see, they tried to keep the commandments, but they couldn't. So we had to have a new and better covenant, which is by way of Jesus Christ. And I love it because the prophet saw it from afar off. The prophet Jeremiah saw it. Jeremiah chapter 31. And verse 33, he said, but this shall be the covenant which that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my law where? In their inward parts, in the heart. And write it in their hearts and will be their God and they shall be my people. Oh my goodness. If you understand the call of duty, saved and sanctified in the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of you, you will be able to keep God's commandments. You will be able to stand. Why should I reverence God and keep his commandments? Because when we look at the latter part of Ecclesiastes, verse 14, it says in Ecclesiastes 12:14, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be of evil. I'm just going to tell you like this. Death is not the end. This is why we should understand the call of duty to fear God and to keep his commandments. Why? Because death is not the end. The Bible says it's appointed unto us once to die, but after that, the judgment, every act will be judged. It says, every secret thing. Come on. We think we can get away with something, but God has eyes everywhere. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we must understand the call of duty. Why? Because every act is going to be brought into judgment. Oh, the great white throne judgment. And I'm telling you right now, you don't want to be at that judgment. Woo! You don't want to be at the great white throne judgment. That's found over in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. You don't want to be at that judgment. You sure enough want to have understood the call of duty, because that judgment, if you find out your name is not written in the book of life, in that judgment, you find out your eternity is damnation in the lake of fire. But saints of God, even the believers, we shall be judged at the Bema Seat judgment found over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. The call to duty. In a nutshell, when it's all said and done, as the old folk used to say, only what you do for Christ will last. So I call to duty today, fear God. Got to fear him, got to reverence him, understand who he is, worship him, and serve him for who he is. Don't be too busy for God. Don't be too busy for God. And I'm not preaching to everybody. I'm preaching to myself. I find myself getting so busy sometimes. I have to back up and say, oh, God, you need to show me what it is that I need to be doing. So my focus, our focus should be when I call to duty, my focus should be on God. My focus should be on my relationship with him. My focus should be on the kingdom business. That way I won't have to worry. I won't have any anxiety. My hope and trust should be in God himself. My call to duty, to reverence my God Almighty. My call to duty is to keep his commandments. How do I keep his commandments? First and foremost, I'm a child of the king. I have the spirit of the living God on the inside of me and I bear fruit. And the first fruit of the spirit is love. And when I have love, I'll have joy. So today, saints of God, call to duty. Look at your life. Look at what's going on. As we say in the military, have we had mission creep? Are we doing something that we're not supposed to be doing? As a military man, I've had many duty stations, but I always knew my occupational specialty. No matter what duty station I went to, I knew what I was charged to do. First and foremost, I was charged to be an infantry soldier, one who is able to fight at any time. Saints of God, we sing the song all the time. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. First and foremost, saints of God, we must be able to do battle with the enemy. We got to pray. We got to know the word.
Yes, Lord.
And also, when I was in the military, the first thing was to be a soldier. But then I was a supply sergeant. No matter what my duty station was, I knew my job was to make sure they had everything they need, from beans to bullets, to transportation, to building. Same thing in the house of God. What's your specialty? What's the gift that God has blessed you with? Is it helps? What's your gift? Is it prophecy? What's your gift? No matter where your duty station is, no matter what church you're part of, are you fulfilling your call of duty? What have you been called to do in serving? So today, people of God, let your focus be on God. Let your focus be on building your relationship with him. Let your focus be on kingdom business. Your call to duty, fear God and keep his commandments. All summed up in Matthew 6 and 33. Yeah. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Saints of God, endure hardness as a good soldier and remember your call to duty.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.